Let's try it one more time. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please have a seat. It is this day and those words which define us as Christian people. This is our defining moment. The disciples, Mary, go to the tomb. The stone is rolled away and it's empty. That is why we are here this morning. Not because Jesus died on the cross, but because 3 days later, he lived again. Now, I've often wondered why the symbol that the Christian church uses for all this is the cross. To me, it seems like it should be the empty tomb. That which died on the cross could not be contained by the earth itself. It could not be contained by rocks and boulders and human belief that death is the final word. The empty tomb should be the symbol of our faith. But I'm pretty much convinced that the reason the cross has become the symbol, it's because jewelers years ago decided that an empty tomb was a bit hard to construct. But nonetheless, they all point to the same thing. They all point to the fact that we are here today because we believe that God loves God's creation so much God did not want death to have a part in it. That death is something old, and what God creates is something new. He creates that newness in each and every one of us. As we gather here this morning, as people gather throughout the world to reclaim the words we just proclaimed, Christ is risen. And not so much just Christ being risen, but we are raised with Christ and made new in and through our faith in him. So we're not just celebrating some historic fact of a tomb rolled away and Jesus walking about. We are celebrating in that act, we too participate. We too are alive with Christ, and death no longer has dominion over us or any of God's creation. Behold, the old has passed away, and the new has come. We are an Easter people. We are an Easter people who continually experience the presence of the risen Christ in our lives and in the lives of one another. Just as Mary went to the tomb that morning and stooped and looked in to see where Jesus was, only to find that he was gone, and then to experience the risen Christ, she returns to the disciples and she says simply, I have seen the Lord. That is our proclamation this day. And that is our proclamation every day, that we have seen the Lord. We have seen Christ himself in our midst, in the face of one another, and in the sacrament of bread and wine. We go forth today to proclaim with strength and power, we have seen Jesus, and we know him to be alive and well in our lives. And because we do, Death will no longer have dominion over us. The old is certainly passed away, and the new is come. It's come in the person of Jesus. The new has come in the person of everyone who has accepted him as their Savior. Thanks be to God, we are drawn together today to celebrate that, to give thanks for the fact that not just Jesus is risen, but we are risen indeed, risen to new life in and through him. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, we are risen. Thanks be to God. Amen.